This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Dr. Templeton's here. You're right, Doctor.
Hello. Very well. How are you?
Not too bad. Looks like the Simon's here. No Gav. He's just nipped out to the loo. But when he comes into the room,
yes,
he's going to know we're recording something.
Yes.
So even though this isn't live,
yes,
you're going to get a moment that's going to really feel lively when he comes back in. So at any stage, that could happen. Anyway, this week, I visited Amsterdam on a recce for Miles' 50th birthday. Got cyclist knee.
Yes.
Really old bike. Here comes Gav. Hang on, he's walking
hang on,
now.
Here we go.
You all right, Gav?
Hi.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
We're recording the podcast intro.
Cool. Glad to be here.
Did you have a good pee?
It was great, actually.
Which one did you go? Trap one or two?
Trap on the left.
Trap on the left, yep. Okay.
What do you call that? One, two?
I would think
that's trap two.
Yeah,
that's trap two.
Yeah, it's the second one you come.
No one left anything particularly heinous
in
there?
No, actually, it was fine.
Okay.
It was absolutely fine. First time in a few days, yeah.
Because earlier, trap one was not good.
Oh, really?
No, not at all.
Traumatic.
I was just talking about the cyclist knee case I got in Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
The dam.
Not too bad, but I think it's not been aided by the damp we've got this week.
That'll give it jip. Yeah,
I'll give it a bit of jip. That'll enhance jip. We're also talking about enhanced jip. Go to Wembley for some enhanced jip. We talk about your worst Wembley experiences. Just because everyone always envies people for a trip to Wembley.
Yep. Right.
Because it is the home of the game, the best place to watch music. And so, well, a great place to watch a big gig.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. At the forefront of Britain's stadium gig scene. But it's not always a good experience, and that's really what we're trying to make you feel good by talking about the bad.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
You know. And friend of the show, Kasabian frontman, Serge Pittorino, talks new music, Les Stock Council, and also towels. Enjoy.
Radio X.
So I went to Amsterdam the weekend.
Yes, you did, yeah.
And I went to a very old school hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And it was nice, but I'd never stayed so far out of the centre. I just thought... Well,
you didn't stay in the middle?
No, it wasn't in the middle. I just didn't know you could go that far out of the middle.
Right.
And still be in a hotel classed as central.
Yeah, right, because I would have thought it's all kind of walkable, as long as you've got some energy.
Right. No myth.
Yeah, right.
I went with the pal, an old pal, because Vanessa took the kids to Centre Parks with a load of her mates.
Yeah? Right, right.
So, I had a window, Gav.
Sure.
You see the window open, you go to the dam.
Yeah, if there's a window, you open it.
If there's an open window, you open it further.
You go through it to Amsterdam.
You go through it. Anyway, so I hired these, We got the hotel to get us these bikes.
Oh, yes.
It was a really old school hotel.
Right.
And they rented us really old school bikes.
What, with the electric ones, though, sure.
No, they're not, which is what we're used to.
Oh, really?
And obviously, yeah, I'm going to be fine, you know.
Sure.
But it was had like one gear.
Oh, man.
Which I guess on old school bikes is that one that you just never go in.
Is it too easy or too difficult?
No, the one where you literally...
It's really strenuous.
If you can get it going, you know, it's like one pedal goes about a mile. You know? But God...
Really hard work. Those bikes tend to be quite... They're not worrying about carbon frames or lightness or anything.
Really
they're really heavy.
Heavy.
And the front wheel's quite far out in front of you.
Man.
And it's got the sit-up and beg handlebars.
Yes,
and,
that's the boy.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of dreading every time you go to a bridge.
Mm.
You suddenly get this sort of sharp incline
hill.
And you've got to go up and over. But at least then you can sort of freewheel for a bit.
Right.
Which with the weight of this bike is actually considerable.
Quite dangerous.
It's going to take you up the next sort of embankment. Oh God, it was.
Were you using quite loud British, like "Stand clear" as you came, like flying down hills?
No, it was just, Gav. It was just really hard work. My legs ached today.
You do that?
Yeah, really.
You
ache.
Actually feel it from?
No, I tell you what.
Cycling.
I've got a snapped anterior cruciate ligament.
Sure.
Ligament.
From your skiing and your mountaineering days.
Everything, and it's given me jip today. I'm in a bit of pain.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you now. Yes.
Oh.
Because we were cycling and then going to places like bars that make you feel tired.
Right. Uh-huh. Quite strenuous experiences.
Yes.
These bars.
Yeah. I go to the bar watching a bit of footy and moving up another. I know, let's go and have a pint over there.
Right.
And just each time I suddenly realise we're getting farther away from the hotel. It's going to take years.
And you've got these heavy bikes. They're starting to become millstones
around your neck. So we're thinking, can we just leave them? He goes, no, they've got to be returned to the hotel. You can't just leave them in the city.
Do they belong to the hotel or do they just find them for you?
I think they might belong to the hotel.
They
were... You know, his idea was, you know, where are the bikes? What bikes?
Ah, well, you were just going to play dumb.
Yes. The what bikes strategy? What bikes? Do we have bikes? I remember those.
What bikes?
And just make it someone else's problem.
Great name for a really boring magazine.
What bike? Yeah, it would be. I don't know though, Gav.
Yeah, I don't
know. You'd be surprised what you can get out of something like that in a, if you keep it in the downstairs cloakroom.
Sure.
It's surprising how engaging that would be. Mm. So that's the only thing that's slightly... Today I feel a bit stiff.
Yeah.
Although I did do a good bit of reconnaissance as we prepare for Miles's birthday a little bit later in the week.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, yes. Mm. It was really good that I was able to expense the lot.
Really?
Yes. Sure.
Excellent.
Because I was genuinely... How often can you say I'm going to Amsterdam to genuinely
business
do some
trip.
Research, reconnaissance and arrange some things? I've expensed it all, Gav.
The purpose of your visit? Business.
So, on a Friday night, what business is the guy at Passport Control got asking me
why you're there?
I'm standing there with a mate. I'm thinking, well, let's take a wild guess. Okay.
Take a wild stab.
Do we look like businessmen?
Businesses.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Do you know what's really annoying me?
What?
On the old Instagram.
What?
Do you know what's really, really annoying me?
What?
People showing you these devices for folding T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, when you can just use your hands.
Yeah, but how many T-shirts they got?
Yeah, right.
But they've got a cardboard device. It's going to help them do it.
Because they're doing hours of T-shirt folding.
You see, were you working Benetton in the 80s?
It does seem unnecessary.
It really seems unnecessary, yes. It really does. I'm thinking...
I've got 400 T-shirts to get through.
Now I've got to fold 25 sweatshirts. Unless you're really, you know, to gear up and get a bit of cardboard. What, you do all that, get the cardboard measure, just go... Great.
It's crazy.
Just put one T-shirt on top of it and you fold with one T-shirt as the template. It's really easy.
I found them not challenging T-shirts.
No, not
challenging. They're quite easy to deal with.
All these labour saving things are starting to really drive me crazy. I'm thinking, how do you tell no one has to do these? Like all these hacks.
They're solving problems that don't exist. Yeah.
Yeah. Hacks.
Oh, hacks.
It's mad. Life hacks, they call them. Yeah, they're just rubbish.
All these hacks for like keeping bananas fresh. How long do you keep bananas hanging around anyway?
Eat the blooming thing.
You buy a bunch of bananas, you eat 8 bananas.
Exactly.
Just sit there in front of the telly. Oh,
what's
that's
the
what
mystery?
I'm having. They haven't got time to go off.
Also, a lot of it isn't a hack. It's just living life.
Right.
It's just all do.
Yeah, hacks. I've got a great life hack.
No, you haven't.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. No, these ones for sort of things like, you know, it'll show you how to just take a little bit of like tomato off a pan.
Yeah, it's just rubbish.
And there's a finger shakes in front of it. It shows like squeeze
don't
a bit
do
of lemon
it that way. Yeah,
and I haven't got a lemon. I'm not going to waste it getting rid of tomato. I don't want to do that.
And once you use it,
I'm not going to put
a waste of
there.
Lemon.
Right? Yeah,
yeah,
I don't spend that long doing Windows. I need that advantage. You know, someone did a little finger wagging, going no.
And then you got half a lemon, and it goes all dry, and you've got to bin
like
it.
Like sugar in a toilet.
Yeah, right.
And they'll
no
say
one
that
does
now
that.
There's no splash pack or something.
Crazy.
What?
I know exactly.
I
think it's grapes, isn't it? I don't know.
83936. What is the correct one that you put in a loo to stop splash pack?
I've never heard
porridge.
Of that.
Porridge. That's it.
I think it's porridge.
Oh,
yeah.
Do not do that.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I know. That is not going to end well.
I know you can put. I'll tell you one good hack. It saves you a few quid.
Yeah.
Rather than changing kids' nappies.
Yeah.
Just buy them tighter pants and stick cat litter in there.
Yeah. That's a great idea. They can just crunch their way along.
Really good life hack.
I thought you were going to say, don't change your kids' nappies. Just change your kids.
No. That's how you avoid, like, particularly with swimming nappies.
Right.
The Greeks have been doing it for years.
Sure.
They just buy very tight pants for their kids.
And put cat litter in there.
And put cat litter in there. Or very small grey gravel.
Fine.
No, the Greeks do that.
What about those little silica sachets? Wouldn't they absorb the moisture?
Are, yeah, you just sellotate
just empty
that.
A few of those into your pants
you
before you go out. Yeah.
Just put that in the Y bit.
Life hacks.
Yeah, or you put rice in there. Just fill the...
rice fixes everything.
Oh, rice is the answer to everything.
Just fill your children's pants with rice.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Oh, rice hacks.
Rice hacks.
Radio X.
Guys, years ago I went for a summer holiday with some friends on the Hamptons. And I was just amazed at how much I kind of love those wooden kind of clapperboard houses.
Yeah.
I love them. They're so nice. And they build them really fast.
Sure.
Like next door to the one we were staying in. When we arrived on holiday, we were there for about a month.
Mm.
It's a long time ago. Maybe three weeks. And in that time, the whole house really went up. It was
right.
It's kind of done.
Yep.
And so I always thought, why don't we have these wooden houses in this country? Listen to this. Planning permission has been granted to turn an industrial estate into the UK's largest timber neighbourhood.
Oh, yeah. So they're trying it.
Yeah. The Phoenix scheme will see 685 homes built on a derelict site in East Sussex using timber and hempcrete, a sustainable alternative to concrete made of hemp, lime and water.
Right.
There's a couple of things about this that really get me. Yeah?
Mm.
Firstly, they're timber homes.
Yes.
Yeah. They're timber.
Yeah.
And secondly, the place they're doing it, yeah, this is the glass houses, stones.
Go on.
Lewes.
In Sussex.
Right. What's it famous for?
Sailing?
Fireworks.
Is it fireworks?
Fireworks.
Yeah, right,
and bonfires.
Right, yes.
They go mad for them.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, literally, it's fire town.
Yeah, right.
So fire town to get timber estate.
Wow.
What could possibly go wrong?
Might not have thought that through.
Yeah, they haven't. And what are they calling it? Phoenix.
Yeah, right, that's the first thing I thought of when you
rises,
said that. Yeah,
rises from the
from
flames.
From the flames, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, someone really hasn't thought this through at all.
Unless they're already planning an insurance job.
I don't, unless it's a massive insurance job.
Someone's going to make some money, that's for sure.
Absolutely right, but can I just say, think again, all right?
Yeah, think on.
Yes,
wow.
Really think on.
Have a good think about it.
Have a really good think about it. Because I tell you why, because there's a bit of wish fulfillment about it. It's sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. They've already got a vision of fire anyway, you know, because it's Lewes, and they can't see beyond fire and fireworks. One stray rocket, yeah?
Yeah.
Woo-hee. You know what I mean, Gav?
Maybe hempcrete is fire resistant.
Maybe.
I doubt it, Gav.
Doesn't sound like it would.
I mean,
listen, this
know.
Is a £370 million scheme that's about to literally go up in smoke. Johnny Vaughan's 4 to... It's now time to thank our partner for this episode, NHS Talking Therapies. For anyone struggling to cope with feelings of depression, excessive worry, social anxiety, post-traumatic stress or obsessions and compulsions, seeking help through NHS Talking Therapies can be one of the best steps a person can take to overcome their mental health issues and get back on track. NHS Talking Therapies, delivered by trained clinicians, are a free, effective and confidential way to treat common mental health issues. They can be offered in several ways, including online, on the phone or in person. Your GP can refer you for NHS Talking Therapies, or you can refer yourself online, nhs.uk/talk. Thanks again to NHS Talking Therapies for supporting this podcast. 7 Thing. Radio. X. Gav.
Sure.
Have you got the official hero for the official weekend starts here? Friday nights! You're the best!
Okay, the hero today, Johnny, is a woman called Georgia Broadwick, and she was actually known as Tiny Broadwick because, well, she was tiny. She was only 5 foot tall. She was an early pioneer of parachuting.
Was she?
Which is one of my favourite groups of people because, my God, that must have been dangerous. So she was the first woman to jump from an aeroplane, and she was the first to jump from a seaplane onto water in Lake Michigan.
She
was born in 1893 in North Carolina. By 13, she was married and had a daughter. By 15...
13?
Yeah, by 15... This is in 1893. By 15...
So back then, that was late.
Her husband had abandoned her and she was working in a...
Spinster.
In a cotton mill. When she saw an aerial display called the Charles Broadwick World Famous Aeronauts. Basically, they would parachute from a balloon, from a static line. And she was just amazed with it. So she joined the troop. She became the doll girl because she was so small. And she was the star of the show. She would parachute from a balloon as they travelled the country. And she became their biggest star. In September 1912, she jumped out of an aeroplane in Chicago, becoming the first woman to do so. In 1914, though...
With a parachute?
Yeah. She changed parachuting forever.
What did she do?
Well, at the time, the U.S. This is 1914, beginning of World War One. The U.S. Army Air Force, as it was called then, had a small, quote, small hazardous fleet of aircraft. And she was asked by them to demonstrate the use of parachutes because they were thinking about their pilots using them. But don't forget, they were using a static line. So it would be really dangerous for a pilot to jump out of a plane that was on a line that then opened your parachute.
Sure.
So they were a bit reluctant because it was all new to them. So she jumped 3 times from a military aircraft. And then on the 4th jump, the static line tangled up with the tail while she was outside the aeroplane. So do you know what she did?
What did she do?
She cut the static line and held the shortened line in her hand and jumped and pulled it.
You're
and
kidding me.
She invented the ripcord.
Wow.
There and then. It
wow.
hadn't occurred to anyone to do it yet. And that was for the military too, because they suddenly realised if you're on your own in a plane and you're not on a static line, you can use a parachute because
right.
you're the one pulling the ripcord.
The thing you've got to remember here, Gav, yeah? Planes were only invented in 1903.
It's insane.
We're 11 years
it's
in.
It's insane.
Yeah? Sons, think about that, yeah? Because sometimes, yeah, you look at me, I know it's like some kind of crazy oracle.
Yeah.
Like I'm just some sort of sacred flame.
Sure.
But I need you sometimes. You got to just shake your head and you know, get out your trance.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
That I send listeners into.
Uh-huh.
Digest some of the facts Brother Gavin's laying down, yeah?
She not only invented the ripcord, but she made the first ever of anyone planned freefall.
There we go.
Isn't that incredible?
Wait a second, Gav. Sorry, I don't want to pick on Sunji at all. But Sunji, are you taking this in, sister?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She made over 1,000 jumps. Her actual parachute can be seen at the Smithsonian today. Let's salute Tiny Broadwick.
Tiny Broadwick. Good NASCAR name.
It's a great name.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang absolutely salutes you.
Radio X.
I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing on your glorious Radio X. Dr. Sun Templeton. She's back. What were you just telling me, Doc? Oh, false spring. What was that?
False spring.
Yeah, we've got a false spring.
It's like a false
it's
really
nine. Warm today, yeah. And there's a lot of blossoms out and stuff. But apparently, and this apparently happens every year, so it shouldn't be a surprise.
Right.
It's a false spring and it will get cold again. And because Easter is early.
Very early.
We can expect a very cold Easter. There could even be snow. We are still in winter.
Okay, so today this is not. Is it normal? This is normally unnormal.
Yeah, this is normally unnormal.
Right.
Okay, because we got Easter, which is March the 20th. When if we think that next year it's going to be April the 30th, I think when I give you that statistic, you're blown away, aren't you?
How
can something move by 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
All I know is that Cup Final Day is always sunny.
Yes.
It always sunny.
When's the worst final day last time?
Sort of mid-May, isn't it?
I had the worst time last time I went to the FA Cup Final.
Why?
Because I was. They put me right facing the sun. There's one end that is south-facing.
Was this the one you were in a blazer?
No, I wasn't in a blazer.
Oh, right.
And it was just, I couldn't see anything.
You just got blinded.
It was just complete. I was completely blinded by it. Then those idiots in front were going, "We're going to stand up." No, we're from a north stand. We stand up in a north stand. I'm thinking, this is Wembley. We've got seats. Nice of you to take the decision for everybody.
Right.
No, I was really irked.
Wow.
In the end, I went to the bar.
Did you? Was that the way you dealt with it?
I watched on telly.
And you saw more of the game. Yeah.
Between the sunshine and these idiots.
These Idiots is a great name for a band.
Out.
No, it wasn't. It was thankless. And it ended in another 22-goal penalty shootout with Liverpool.
It was crazy.
The second one.
It was crazy.
God, it was annoying. It was my worst ever day out ever at Wembley.
Was it? Wow.
Yep. And that's official.
My word.
What was your worst day at Wembley? 83936. Your worst ever days out at Wembley. I didn't think the grand final was at Wembley anymore.
Yeah, I didn't realise either, but apparently in 1989 it was, and Gareth says the Challenge Cup final, St Helens Wigan, St Helens lost 27-0. That wound will never heal.
Gav, can I just say you pronounce it's not St Helens.
St Helens. This is Wigan.
Yeah, this is
it was a brutal encounter.
Get him walking.
You bottleless get.
we're back with more of your miserable days at Wembley. 83936, please. Your miserable Wembley days.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Well, I said, let's hear about some bad days out at Wembley. I didn't know it'd be one of the most popular text-ins we've ever had. Anecdotal text-ins. Mm. What have you seen, Gav?
Johnny in Swansea says, I went to Wembley to watch Swansea City versus Northampton Town with a broken nose. Last minute, John...
great detail.
Last minute, John Frayne had a free kick to score. I'm standing there with my hands in the prayer position under my nose, praying he didn't score. He did. So my old man decides to slap me on the back, sending my fingers straight up my nostrils, burying my nose again.
Oh, God. Oh.
Ow.
It's not all football.
No.
My worst time at Wembley was taking the missus to see Adele. 3 hours of wailing.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Guys.
Yeah.
You can forget all about the Loch Ness Monster, I'm afraid, Scotland. You've
Why?
Been eclipsed. Because I read in the on the front page of the Star, Toby left it for me. He didn't. Yeah. I don't think he did this.
Right.
There is now, forget the Loch Ness Monster. Mm. There is the amazing talking dog of Barnsley.
What? A talking dog?
That's what I just said.
Of
what?
Barnsley.
Of the talking dog of Barnsley.
God, Barnsley.
I hope it's
okay.
got a, I hope it's got a Yorkshire accent.
Yeah, talking dog at Barnsley.
You go to Barnsley and they have a talking dog there.
Get down that ginnel and get me some minerals.
Get down there.
A dog owner claims her pet pooch can string sentences together.
Yeah.
And can even tell her he loves her.
Wow.
I love you. Ellie Chapman says she taught the 10-year-old Jack Russell, Aussie, the party trick. And now the mutt won't shut up.
Wow.
Yeah. He can read.
He's a
no,
talker.
He's
a real talker.
He
can read.
What's he saying?
You know, like Superman, you'll believe a man can fly.
Mm.
But you go to Barnsley,
you'll believe a dog can read.
The dog is now teaching children.
At the primary school?
Yes. Uh-huh, uh-huh. To read.
Sure. I heard he's been signed up to do some audiobooks.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. He's doing Shakespeare, the whole works of Shakespeare eventually.
What happened? Why is only the Star the ones who've gone with this massive story?
I can't believe it. I ask that every day of the week.
The Daily Star is ahead of the curve
here. Yeah, every day of the week I ask it. Every day of the week they've got proof of alien life.
Mm.
They've got
It's amazing what they can
people.
Find.
Yep. It's because it is the last genuine feel-good family newspaper.
Sure. That's a lovely way to describe it.
And it really is. It's a feel-good family daily newspaper. Mm. Every single page makes me feel good.
Sure.
And that is the Star for you.
Yeah.
And do you know something? None of the other red tops deliver that.
They don't deliver that.
No, they don't.
They just don't.
They Do you know what?
They've got more pages, the other red tops, but there's less in them.
Mm. You know what? We have an old saying on this show.
Mm.
If it ain't nice, keep it on ice. And the Star sticks to that.
It definitely beats the Loch Ness Monster, though.
All the other papers, all they ever do, it's all bad news, isn't it? Not the Star.
Yeah.
They're not rude about anyone.
Yeah.
Look at that. Murder case is cracked.
There you go. Good news for everyone.
They're not just reporting grisly killings.
Exactly.
They're pointing, they always, when it's been solved. Look, on this one page, look, murder case is cracked. Chores are a waste of time.
Brilliant.
And there's a dog that talks.
Fantastic.
What more do you frankly...
Your home. Warm and comfy. There's nowhere quite like it. But just how cozy could it really be? Making energy-efficient, sustainable upgrades could save you money on bills, lower your carbon footprint, and make it even toastier. Get the most out of your home by installing cavity wall, roof and loft insulation, solar panels, and a heat pump. Find out what upgrades would benefit your home at gov.uk/energy-efficient-home. Eligibility criteria apply.
Radio
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
That's right! TJ's top 10 game. Today in the top 10. What's there, please? Jeffrey Wheeler.
Well, John, I'm TJ. Sorry.
I like shows where they throw to a voiceover man.
The voice of God.
On Winner Takes All, it was Jeffrey Wheeler.
Was it?
Weirdly, was at school with my dad.
You are joking.
My dad said, I knew him. He was never posh.
Jeffrey Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yes, it is indeed. The 4-1 shot. Well, gamble.
Who was Silla's guy on Blind Date?
Alan Graham.
That's right, Graham. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Famous voiceover guys.
Yeah.
I once met Alan Dedicott.
Who's Alan Dedicott?
Voice of the Bulls.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
really?
he used to be the National Lottery. I don't know if he does anymore.
Right, right.
And I was doing a gig with him, in awards.
Yeah.
And he was the, yes, indeed, Johnny, the nominations are. But he says, when he used to pay at petrol stations, and he used to say, what pump is it? And he'd go, 19. He said people recognised him. So
he
started changing his voice when he was out in public because he'd get recognised. How about that?
Amazing.
You'd never think of that one, do you?
No.
Shocking new statistics show that over 1 million UK residents only wash their bathroom towels once a year.
What?
A year?
What?
A year?
I've never seen you shocked ever, and I've seen some pretty shocking things.
Oh my God, they must stink.
I thought Sunta was unshockable.
I did as well.
I would have said she was pretty much unshockable.
A year.
All I want you to know is
I thought you were going to say once a month, and I was going to be ew.
Guys, higher means filthier.
Okay.
Yeah?
Higher.
Right. Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails. Well done, Sunts. You're going to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start with Birmingham.
Okay.
Birmingham. Right. So, people who only wash tails every 3 months or longer, 35.7% in Birmingham.
Sorry, can you say this properly? Because I can't understand you.
Okay. 30. I can't understand the stat. You just got to say worse or better. I just really don't understand.
How often are they? What's the washing time? This isn't yearly, is it?
People who only wash towels every 3 months or longer.
Okay.
Right, okay.
35.7% of people in Birmingham
right.
only wash towels every three months.
Okay, or longer.
Well, that's amazing.
My God, that's a third
lot,
of Birmingham,
it?
Yeah.
That's 300,000 people.
Wow.
That's a lot of
every
people.
3 months. Guys, wash your towels.
Got manky towels.
Ugh.
They've got manky towels.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Okay, but do you think Sheffield's worse?
this is going to be one of these really weird, arbitrary...
What's wrong with thee, new?
Are there
What's
more
wrong with
people I in think... Sheffield or Birmingham?
Get thy towels! Get thy towels and put them in...
It's a percentage, not a number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a higher or lower percentage? What's wrong with thee, new?
It's a lower percentage, I think.
No, it's higher.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
There's more
it's
percentage
37% of... Of thy people, Sheffield. There. Okay,
Good
so
luck,
we're with
Gavin.
Sheffield. We're with Sheffield. But do you think people in Liverpool?
Okay.
Dirtier than Sheffield with
Ooh,
towels.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Sheffield versus Liverpool. I'm going to say Liverpool.
Be brutal. Don't worry about offending.
No, I'm
them.
Not worried. I'm just trying to get the answer.
Should wash
right.
their towels.
I think it's a higher proportion
lower,
in Liverpool.
Lower, you
is
thought
it? Oh, okay.
Liverpool were dirty.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Well, it's a port town, isn't it? I just thought there was loads of sailors.
Yeah.
Just assumed they all had
sailors
kit bags.
Say, yeah, what,
really, really they, unwashed sailors,
they,
towels.
No, sailors would be good at washing. It's part
I guess,
of their
they have
training,
to be. Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you don't know. They come home with that kit bag full of washing for their mums.
Yeah.
Big bruisers.
Right, so we're in Liverpool.
And we're back with Sunts.
We're in Liverpool. Okay, but we're going to go to another port town now.
Okay.
Bristol.
Bristol.
Higher or lower?
Higher.
It's lower.
Oh.
Wow.
Lower, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Back to you, Gav.
All right, Bristol.
We're Bristol, 33.3%.
Yeah.
But do you think Coventry, landlocked, no chance of a sailor in Coventry?
Coventry is definitely higher than Bristol.
Coventry is higher, Gav.
Well done.
Okay, so we're with Coventry.
Yeah.
But do you think Belfast, eh? What about the Clannaders here in Belfast? Oh, shit, as.
I'm going to go lower.
Not higher. Okay, Laurie's going. You're wrong, you're gum.
You're joking.
You went lower, yeah?
Yeah.
It's higher. It's much higher.
Yeah.
It's higher.
What's
it's
much the percentage? Higher. What is it?
What percentage?
38%.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, they don't need a clean. They're fine.
They'll
be fine
for
another
season.
Sir. It'll be fine for another 3 months.
However.
Just try and use the other side of the tail.
Oh, my goodness.
Use the other side of the tail.
No.
Right. Tail's a nice word, Gav. Tail.
Tail.
No, tail. Okay, you ready?
Okay, so we're with Belfast.
38.10%.
My God.
But do you think Edinburgh... higher or lower than Belfast?
Lower.
It is lower. 35.8% there.
Right,
we're still at the higher end of the spectrum. Right, we're in Edinburgh. But do you think Glasgow, higher or lower?
Higher.
Glasgow is higher. They are 5% filthier than the Edinburgh lot.
Okay.
But this used to close it out. Leicester, higher or lower than Glasgow?
Oh, please don't be listening,
it's
Serge.
Only Glasgow is 40.8%.
What?
Wow, yeah. They're into the 40s.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go all in. Higher.
It is higher.
Leicester, higher than Glasgow.
Leicester, this filthy towel town.
No, we have to ask.
What is it? 78% of everyone.
40.9%.
You are kidding.
I don't joke about
it. Wow. Filthy.
So Leicester, 40.9% of people in Leicester wait more than 3 months to clean towels.
Good Lord.
Nearly half.
Wow.
That's awful.
It's disgusting.
It sure is.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, come on, guys. Radio X. A lot of people standing up for the... for the towel.
The towel non-washers.
Filthy towel brigade. Yeah. Sarah in Leicester. No, she's not in Leicester. Why is your towel dirty, you filthy beasts?
Yeah.
I only use my towel when I'm thoroughly clean. Yeah. I don't understand how on earth your towel can ever be dirty. Because sometimes you do wash your hands and yet, you know, you got sort of filthy hands or whatever. You wash them really quickly and you can't help this. And you look at the towel, you think, how did that dirt get on a towel?
Also, wet material drying and then getting wet and then drying and then getting wet and then drying, that is going to start smelling.
It does, yes.
That is not clean.
Yeah, and also it's invisible stuff, isn't there?
I'd also nominate the fact where that towel ends up sometimes when you're drying yourself.
Yeah.
There are crevices involved.
There's crevices.
Yeah.
There's crevices that soap can never reach.
Exactly.
Well, the soap can reach and the water can reach.
But these are areas that need drying thoroughly before garments are
added. The human hand simply cannot penetrate.
The idea is to wash yourself clean and then pat yourself dry. Do you pat yourself dry or do you vigorously towel yourself?
I vigorously towel.
I rub myself with the towel.
I vigorously towel myself using a tried and tested technique taught to me by mother.
Oh, did you?
I was a lad. There's a pattern, isn't there? There's what you do. You go through there, down the back diagonally.
Yeah,
down
sure.
Down the leg.
Oh, you've got to do the floss.
Oh, you've got a system.
I've got a system, but also I'm quite proud of that system and its efficiency.
Sure.
That I don't go around anywhere twice.
Johnny Bourne.
Radio X.
Guys, the towel debate continues.
Oh, man.
I'm afraid we're going to have to...
We've got ourselves a bit of a towel off here. There's lots of different opinions about it. Yeah.
Some of these towels may only get used once a week. They don't need washing as frequently. Very good. It's science, says Smelly Stew. What are you seeing there? Gav.
I am simply appalled by these filthy germ growers. Wash your towels, for Christ's sake. I will now be checking in with friends and family to check their towel status. Anyone admitting to Towelgate will be dead to me.
Mm.
There's no name on that, but they're on a mission.
Yep.
Yeah, on a mission. What have you seen there, Sons?
I don't trust people who will debate in public about why you can reuse such items. That's from Andy, who's clean in Wrexham.
Yes, yes. Loads of people shocked by these filthy germ growers. Mm. Wash your towels, for Christ's sake.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wash them.
We also discovered in the studio the, what did you call it, the Roman method?
Yeah, big cyanide. Turns out big cyanide. Turns out the people who are, I suppose, in our departments in the show, we're right at the top of the tree.
Alpha.
Well, I like to think I sort of head the presenting team.
So what is this big size, much more in charge.
He's the executive producer, but it turns out the show's executives.
Yes. What's the Roman method?
We both use scrapers.
To de-soap and de-water from the shower.
No, not to de-soap.
Post-shower, before towel.
There's another thing in between. Yes, you just get all the excess water off your body before you towel.
Right, yeah,
it's not
yeah.
soap, Gav.
Okay, sure.
We don't just sort of stand there all covered in soap and just, I'll just scrape that off.
Well, because the Romans did. They used to put olive oil on their skin and just scrape it off.
But we don't cover our bodies with olive oil and don't scrape it off, Gavin.
I thought we were really traditional.
No, we're not being really traditional.
I saw a bottle of olive oil in your bathroom.
No, we're not. I know, that's there for a different reason. That's for my ears.
X.
Here in the UK, we sell amazing products and services the whole world wants.
At Uello in Cardiff, we're helping people order, pay and eat faster in 7 countries.
Whilst at Yi Kwan in Sheffield, our ice cream is served in over 500 restaurants worldwide.
So whether you're new to exporting or experienced, explore global growth for your business with free support from the UK government. Access information, training, events and expert advice to help you find new customers overseas. Visit great.gov.uk to get started.
Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Schools will get greater powers to ban mobiles.
Right.
Yeah.
In schools.
Uh-huh.
It should be right. It shouldn't be allowed any in there. It should be quite easy to scan for as well.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be always on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I see there's one in the room.
You should be able to just sweep for it.
Sure.
But it's weird because when I speak to my dad about this sort of thing, he goes, well, we just simply didn't have them, John. I'm thinking, well, how did I? It'd be ridiculous.
Neither did you,
to think of a classroom full of people who've got a landline on their desk. Hang on a second. Hello?
Well, it was one of those mouthpiece ones where you hold your head up to the...
Excuse me. Obviously, you didn't have a phone at the moment.
Of course you
did. Just somebody didn't have them, John.
No,
I know.
Where to walk into the village.
Dad, neither did I. Everybody's trying to pull rank on the generation. Not a sodding phone. We didn't even have... Honestly, we didn't have computers. We'd have a typing pool.
We didn't have me, either.
We didn't have either. No, he just keeps trying to really pull rank on it. It's ridiculous. But the idea of him sitting there, literally, with a typewriter on a desk and a phone at school.
I know.
The equivalent of a laptop. And
yeah.
Anyway, so if you... Hang on, what it says here, right? Mobile phones will be banned in schools across England under guidance. There we go. So another generation will be able to say, well, somebody didn't have them, John.
Yep.
Radio X.
You are listening to Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. As you know, the 4 till 7 thing. We've got many friends. Some are more important than the others. That's life. You know, you got to get over it. One such person we're proud to call a bit of a bestie, Kasabian's Serge Pizzorno. Serge, welcome to the show.
Good to see you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much for dropping by. How have you been?
Yeah, really well. Great, thanks. Yeah.
All good. Okay. John, I know this is going to seem like a really unorthodox way to start the interview, but
no, never.
We're going to be talking gigs. We're going to be talking new music. But first, we're going to have a little bit of... Tal Talk.
Nice.
With Serge Pizzorno. Okay, Serge, I'm doing Tal Talk now because it was revealed yesterday that Leicester ranked the worst in Britain as a city when it came to washing bathroom towels.
That's not true.
It's true.
Really?
More people in Leicester wait 3 months or longer to wash their bathroom
towels. I've got the actual stats.
Yeah,
they just beat Glasgow out. 40% of people only wash their towels every 3 months or longer. Now, we had a caller from Leicester. Well, someone texted from Leicester to say, but when I use a towel, I'm clean, which is actually quite a good point.
It is.
Sunto then countered that by saying, yes, but all the bacteria, it's wet.
It's wet, outrageous. It dries, it starts to get smelly.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
It's not, I'm in Leicester and that's not true. I don't think that's true.
How often are you washing your towels, Serge?
I mean, I'd say, I think a couple of weeks goes by and then they need dealing with, you know.
Okay,
Yeah.
I mean, is
dealing
it,
with,
and that's what
two,
I mean. And
two that, young
and
lads,
that,
you know what I mean?
No, but that's quite that, and that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And unless they don't clean towels, they deal with them.
Right.
No, but that's just very interesting. It's a very interesting choice of.
It's time. Also 6 weeks faster than the Leicester average. Yeah.
Love, can you deal with towels? Not that's a Leicester accent. No, but deal with them.
It's like the washer needs doing it; and he's dealt with.
Yeah.
No, it's dealt with.
Yeah,
it's dealt
saying,
with.
You're taking care of that thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just dealing with it. Can I ask you, what about towels on the road when you tour? What's the...
Yeah, well, look at... I mean, yeah, there's usually thousands. And so you can use as many as you want. And then someone else deals with it. It's beautiful.
Thousands of towels.
There is usually thousands. Bob, like three or four.
You deal with a towel.
Of all the things to want to aspire to by being a rock star.
Yeah.
Thousands of towels.
There is.
I mean, it's something to aim at, isn't it?
Stacked white towels.
Yeah.
I usually take three or four with me into the shower.
Okay. Nice.
You know, probably shouldn't do that. You know, but
okay. What technique are you using, Serge, when you towel? Are you going back first?
On the usually
when you're
two,
when you're toweling,
two,
yeah.
I like two. One for two towels. Sort of, you know, one for the head and hair,
right.
And another one for the rest of the body.
Sure, okay, sure.
What about the shift? You know, that old, the sort of old fashioned, that sort of
the floss,
the floss. I'm not sure about that.
I don't do the floss.
I don't do the full on floss.
I've seen that like performed at swim baths,
I think it's called the old Egyptian floss.
They're like foot, the guy with the foot on the sort of.
Oh,
bench.
No, you don't need that in a public changing room, do you? Yeah, right.
I like it when you see someone doing that who's talking to a mate.
Yes.
Who's talking to a mate at a health club, And is doing that and really has nothing to be proud of down there. Do you know what I mean? He's like, confident. And you know, I played a good game of squash out
carrying
there.
On the conversation like it's not happening. Like they're both ignoring the fact.
Yeah, right.
And there's talcum powder, usually talc.
Yes.
Those guys carry talc.
Someone toweling there and going, so what's this? I hear about a new job.
quite often the same guy that has like a shirt but nothing on the bottom.
Yeah, right.
I'll go shirt first.
No, that's good.
That's weird. Right. It's pants first.
Yeah,
surely.
Right. Of course. Always. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. No, sick. No. Okay, okay.
It's sick.
Okay, this is a whole new conversation. I was really comfortable with toweling, and now you're talking about the other end of the whole.
Right, right. Button down shirt, no pants.
No, no,
it's a weird look.
You've gone too far.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, that's for next time.
Sure.
Meanwhile, let's just consider ourselves quite happy with a little bit of towel talk.
Towel talk.
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful.
You've got a new album out. It's called Happenings. Initially recorded at your home studio, which I gather is called The Surgery.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I can't take credit. My friend sent me, for my birthday, sent me a plaque with The Surgery written on it.
Nice.
And he said, you should call your studio The Surgeon. I was like, yes, I should.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good.
That's
awesome.
Really good.
It's great.
Yeah.
spelled with an E, I presume, yeah.
Exactly.
But also, once you do that, you know, really make it look like one.
Oh, it does. It's pure white, which is a nightmare because it's filthy.
Yeah.
And we've got sort of... sort of theatre gowns, and we got the drums.
You haven't?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, mate.
You've got scrubs.
I've got Brandon. I've got, like, you know, like, we've got a...
Oh, that's so good.
Get a dentist chair for in there.
We've got a shop.
Oh, you're really committed.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's like a sort of Japanese sort of fashion house. It's amazing.
Excellent.
You got actual scrubs and...
Yeah, yeah, what, a kidney dish where all the plectrums are.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Have you got jars labeled with different sounds on, like bass,
that would sure
treble?
That would be
hilarious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, here we go. So this is going to be released 5th of July.
Yes, I think so.
So this is day before the big Leicester event. More on that in a second, because we've got to talk about the council. I've just called them. There's issues. tell us about it. You've got 11 tracks in total.
Yeah. Happenings. It's 28 minutes long, so it's super, like, direct and... kind of based around, I mean, it's a sort of psycho pop. It's a wild little record. And Call's the first thing that people are going to hear. It was the first thing that was written for it.
It's a wild little record.
It's quite punk to be that short.
I think he's being the Ramones by about a minute. I think that
he's being slightly disingenuous. It's 28 minutes 51 seconds.
It's something like that.
Yeah. It's a concept. It's like a punk concept album.
Which for me nudges it nearer 29.
and it's sort of like, you know, like it's just built for the festivals and big shows. People on shoulders.
Yeah.
Go crazy. Mm.
Yeah, and I think the single we've heard, it's got a very satisfying drop in it, I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very much designed to sort of build you into that frenzy and then bang.
But in terms of listening to that festival, I think the drop is so extreme, it's almost irresponsible. I'm not being funny.
I like that, though. That's a good review.
I'm just saying. Some of the moves you're pulling in are almost irresponsible. Suddenly, you've got a duty to the public. I just wonder if Leicester Council are going to...
Will they have enough medical staff?
Not that, but how they'll see it.
Sure.
If you've got to maybe tone that down a bit.
No, they're all about that.
Okay.
That's what they live for.
It's a Larry Council.
It's a Larry Council.
Don't worry about Leicester Council, mate. They're all about the drop, yeah?
Trying to juggle work and family, there's more government support than you might think, such as 30 hours with a childminder or nursery, tax-free childcare worth up to £2,000, or universal credit childcare for working families. Get help that fits your family. Search childcare choices to find out more. Eligibility criteria apply. Offers may vary across the UK.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang.
Radio X.
That was Call from the brand new Kasabian album, Happenings, out July the 5th on Radio X. Do you know something, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Johnny Vaughan. That is Surge.
Woo!
So that's a big tune we just heard. We played this game with Liam Gallagher and John Squire. Which is the best song on the album to soundtrack smashing up a saloon bar?
A saloon bar.
Was the game we played. Or to have a Western. Are there other songs you think suit certain activities on the album?
Yeah, definitely. And there's a track called Hell of It, which, you know, I'd think...
Track 8.
Track 8, yeah. You know, a bit of tennis, maybe, something like that.
It's a tennis show. Okay, well, let's if you want to play it like that, court, okay. Track 1, court. We've got a happening. What do you think that's... What's just...
That might be one of those sort of Mr. Whippy ice creams on a promenade somewhere.
Okay, that's a Mr. That's the Mr. Whippy of the things. Okay. Yeah. Well, that Darkest Lullaby.
Darkest Lullaby. That'd be probably around your house, John. Just me and you, sort of 3 a.m. playing Grand Theft Auto.
Nice. Wow. Nice. Yeah. Actually, I've just fully restored my pinball machine. Yeah, 1974 Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh wow.
And I've got the spinning balls back. All the lights work. The sound works. And he's added 2 more tunes. And
it's getting them fixed is the hard.
No, I've got a guy.
Man.
I've got a guy. Yeah. Creative pinballs.
Yeah.
But once you do start talking about pinball machines, that's a conversation.
That conversation's never ending, is it?
It's a conversation.
Yeah. Jukebox. I've got just a few jukeboxes, so I know you're paying.
Yes.
It's a similar sort of thing, getting them lights and the sort of circuitry.
Yeah.
Who's got the top score on that? You?
Do you know what they do? What pinball installers do? They look at each other and they go, should we just see if it works? And he just winked his mate and went, hand of God. And they take the glass off. They take the glass off and they just pick everything. And so the score on it is ridiculous.
Because
you can just move the ball around and just put your hand there.
Yeah, you don't
have
to.
Hand of God.
Hand of God, yeah.
They look at scores on things and they go, no way, that's hand of God. That's a hand of God score. How far will you go?
That's Oktoberfest.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Nice. Good. Coming back to me. Good.
This is not as easy as it is. As it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I could just say anything, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were.
I was really considering these answers.
No, but that's what I mean. Just go with your first. Okay. Go with your first instinct.
Back of an ATS van.
Oh.
Okay. Nice. GOAT. Ghost of all time. What's that?
Oh yes.
Farming?
Yeah.
Farming, okay. Okay, passengers?
World's Strongest Man competition.
Okay, nice. That needed to have
it
be
needed,
soundtrack.
It needed to
definitely.
Be done.
It's really done it justice.
Yeah. It's back on the telly, that.
It is, yeah.
I've seen it the other day. This guy lifted something, he wasn't even qualified, he just had a go, and he lifted the biggest deadlift
ever
of all time. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. But yeah, Danny Wallace does it, doesn't he?
Yes.
Does he?
Why?
Yeah,
does
I did see
what
it.
What he hosts it?
Danny Wallace doing first ironic figure ever. He does so nice. It's mad. Right, here we go. Italian horror. That's what it says on the tin.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. 2 more. Bird in a cage.
Big Ben.
And lastly, algorithms.
Algorithms. A tofu factory.
Okay, nice.
Sorry, Dad. I'm just helping
that
you.
That was one of the strangest conversations I've ever had. Everyone looking at us thinking, what are they playing? Is it? It's like a weird word association. Algorithms. Tofu factory. Pretty crazy. Will you stick around just for a second?
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, Serge!
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
That was Club Foot by Kasabian. If we were any radio show worth their salt, we'd now seamlessly transition into an interview with the front man of the band that we just played. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Serge Bazzano. Oh!
Good to see you all.
Did you see what we did there?
Yep.
So, how's 2024 shaping up? Any big plans we don't already know about? Obviously, we know about July the 6th. Vicky Park.
Yeah, I think we're doing headlining Latitude as well. And then there's a few more. There's a lot of festivals in the summer all over.
Right.
And then a bit of world touring and then a bit of more later on in the year.
When you're headlining, have you ever been intimidated by anyone sort of before you?
There are times where there are maybe acts you've never heard of and you can hear the crowd and go, who is that? And you go out and it's like, how did they it's sort of kicking off, but I sort of prefer that. Like, I like that feeling of okay, we need to sort of focus in here and
have you ever sort of been tempted to like interfere with like the soundboard,
just pull the plug and
go no.
There is that moment. You can watch side of stage if you want, and you can sort of, it does cross your mind just to spill a...
Do you find if you...
You
could turn their monitors down. You could turn their monitors down from the side.
Have you ever been side of stage? And I I've played Wembley. Have you played Wembley?
Yes.
Have you sung at Wembley?
The stadium or the arena?
The stadium.
Yeah, yes.
Damn. I found before I went out there. No, but sometimes you can look out from the wings, and it's strangely unnerve wracking because there's so many people you can't actually sort of relate to it. You think they're not going to be able to hear us very well, you know, and it's quite weird. Whereas someone like the O2, you look out there and it's like, I can't believe I've got to go out.
Yeah. It's really weird because that is very true.
Yeah.
The bigger the crowd, weirdly more relaxed you are.
Yes.
Because it's just, it feels absurd at that level.
So when you're playing those sort of much smaller gigs that I've seen you at, tiny crowd, you get right down to that, and that's the most nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's strange that, because those little tiny ones can get, because you're in the mix there.
Yeah.
And everyone can see exactly what, so sometimes you want to just nip off and just sort of have a little minute to yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas you can do that in the big gigs. Where those small ones, if you sort of, oh, he's bent down, and what's he doing there? What's he fiddling with there?
Is that a nice paradox that with 95,000 people watching you, you can always hide somewhere?
Yes.
But if there's only 100, you can't. Yes. And is that strange?
Very beautiful.
Okay. So Kasabian, you are headlining Victoria Park in your home city of Leicester. 6th of July 2024, Summer Solstice 2, 10 years after the band's awesome Summer Solstice show, same park. Is this still subject to licence? Has that been cleared up?
Fortunately, just to rest assured, it's going ahead.
Okay.
The council are on board.
Okay, and they don't mind the drop, the irresponsible drop in call.
We've got a few ex-waltzer men that are now running the place.
Is there a curfew on the drop? Do you have to do it by 9 p.m. or something?
Yeah, no, there's no, no, we're good.
Okay, apart from Kaiser Chiefs, who else can be supporting at Vicky Park? Who's on the bill?
Well, we are, and hopefully in the next few weeks, we're going to announce the rest of the lineup. So,
You're not going to do that today. You're not going to do that today.
Unfortunately.
No. Okay. Maybe, you
know. I prefer the sort of
the big reveal. You want the big reveal?
There is a sense of disappointment. you're coming back again.
I sort of like yeah. No, exactly.
3 weeks. 3 weeks, John. We'll have another chat. Yeah. do I get the feeling you just like it here?
Yeah, I do. And
you're always really welcome.
Thanks,
it gets better every time.
Sort of hanging around now. Leicester Square.
Serge, it gets better every time. It just gets easier. You came in. We talked about towels. We were singing songs and stuff.
Stuff didn't sound
quite doesn't good. Sound right, does it?
They were singing songs and such.
Yes.
And such things. Okay, Call is out now. The album Happenings is available to pre-order. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing. Thanks. I've really enjoyed what I've heard so far. And my dad says, this is actual quote, if anyone says they can predict what's next from Kasabian, I will physically attack them.
What?
That was my dad.
You should put that on the poster, Serge.
That's what my dad said. I can't help my
Randall,
own man.
Randall Vaughan says, that and is, then quote that.
He's a right spiteful 89-year-old. Right. Anyway, Serge, thank you so much for coming down. Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks for
Serge Pizzorno.
Thanks, Serge.
Thank you.
X.
Trying to juggle work and family, there's more government support than you might think, such as 30 hours with a childminder or nursery, tax-free childcare worth up to £2,000, or universal credit childcare for working families. Get help that fits your family. Search childcare choices to find out more. Eligibility criteria apply. Offers may vary across the UK.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
First up, would you believe, you know the Midge?
Yes.
Yeah. Midge, the blight of anyone who's ever been to Scotland.
The scourge of Scotland, yeah.
It is the scourge, or the Midge, oh boy. Also called the Black Plague. Yeah. These are the ones that also terrorise, you know that massive lake in Northern Ireland?
Right.
Loch Nech, which obviously just like Loch Ness, but in sort of like Irish.
Yeah.
The so in Loch Neagh in Northern Ireland, they used to complain about being terrorised by a black plague of midges.
Yeah,
right near Britain's largest lake. Mm. Every spring and summer, barbecues and Gaelic football games had to be cancelled, and laundry was ruined. They've disappeared.
What?
Gone.
The midge has gone.
Non-biting midges have now emerged. And now everyone's like, oh, no, the ecosystem's collapsing. No, you've had a touch.
Yeah.
Massive great touch. News. Yeah, great yeah, news. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great news.
Fantastic
anything,
news.
If you get rid of anything that's annoying, it's a touch.
Yeah.
Definitely. Worry about the implications later.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, There's probably other insects that the birds that ate them can eat, I'm sure.
I know, but they're nothing to do with us. We can't eat those birds.
No, they're not cool birds, not like raptors.
They're not going to be cool.
You don't want a pheasant. You don't want them to die out, do you?
A nice bit of chicken.
Or even a penguin. They're not as interesting as a penguin.
No, non-biting midges and other chiromanids support the lofts, fish and wildfowl population. So it might affect the odd fish. But, yeah. You know.
But they're lake fish, aren't they? They're not going to be delicious.
Not like sweet lake fish, do they?
No. They taste like mud.
Yeah, they just taste like mud. Exactly right.
Fishy mud.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Sea fish, please.
Yeah.
Or none at all. Battered.
Open sea fish.
No one wants a nice battered. You don't go in there and go, oh, pike and chips, please.
Or battered trout.
Like a nice tench.
Carp and chips, please.
Yeah, carp and chips. No one wants it. No one eats carp. The river fish, they come out, they look like big poos. Right, next up. And a lot of them, that's what they're covered with.
Yeah.
You know, if we,
they'll be evolving that way
At least Britain's water companies and sewage systems can't get far out to sea. Else they would do. Next up, I'm afraid dating apps such as Tinder and Hinge are designed to be addictive to boost profits, I'm afraid, rather than actually foster relationships.
But they wouldn't do that, would they?
Apparently, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Sure. They're much more keen on making money than actually matching people.
Wow.
Imagine.
I thought they were there to help people's happiness.
No.
Oh.
No, those looking for love online have been turned into addicts.
Wow.
Who pay for subscriptions and they're locked into a perpetual pay-to-love loop.
Wow.
Wow, it's like a Kanye West tune, isn't it?
It really is, yeah.
And last up, ladies and gentlemen, Biden, he's trying to really play up the fact an ancestor of his was a brawler.
A brawler?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, really?
President Biden's great-great-grandfather was pardoned by Abraham Lincoln.
You're kidding.
A Republican.
Yeah.
The Republicans, incidentally, really play down Abraham Lincoln's Republicanness.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
They really play it down because, of course, he wasn't a particularly right-wing figure.
No, he wouldn't really suit
their agendas in some. I'm not saying they're a particularly right-wing party like that, but you know, they try and sort of play it down, that link in the past, just in case.
Sure.
Anyway, Biden, who's famously teetotal, but that cannot be said of Moses J. Robinette, the president's ancestor, who supported the Northern Forces as a civilian veterinarian during the American Civil War in the 1860s.
Wow.
Sorry, I just knocked over a gin and tonic.
Oh, dear, what a mess.
Widowed at 42. This is great-great-great-great-granddad, right?
Moses Robinette, yeah.
Yeah, and he says... he lost his livelihood when a hotel he ran was destroyed. Robinette then rejoined the military, looked after horses and mules for an artillery regiment. One March evening, he was reported by witnesses to be intoxicated.
Right.
Got into a fight with a man named John J. Alexander.
Yeah.
And he killed him with a pocket knife.
Good Lord.
Oh, yes. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, but what's amazing about it is Biden's playing it up. Do you know what I mean?
It's also such a 19th century story.
Yeah, but no, it really is.
A pocket knife?
Yeah, with a pocket knife, but he's playing it up to sort of, you know...
Toughen his image.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, them Bidens.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I don't quite understand sometimes the fact that vegans wear, like, they can wear things like fur coats as long as they're secondhand.
I don't think you'd find a vegan in a fur coat.
What we've learned today. I teed you up
you
for
might
that.
I know.
I wanted you to say exactly that.
That's so
one
good.
Of the best things. That's one of the best things ever for what
really
we've learned.
Don't.
That's really great. I don't think... You won't find a vegan in a secondhand fur coat.
Mm.
That's like an Arctic Monkeys lyric.
It is, yeah. It really is.
It's good enough for that sense.
Thanks.
Go on. But the secondhand leather.
The secondhand leather, I think, people... I don't know. I feel there's just some
Where do you draw the line, though?
Between leather and fur.
No, but it's the milk argument, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like, why is that milk so repugnant to us? But that milk isn't. Cow's milk, goat milk.
Yeah.
But, you know, you want to drink... You know,
you never have cat milk
or anything.
Well,
no, ironically, for adults, human milk.
Sure.
I know.
Went
into the fridge.
I guess radioactive.
Just the only milk that was in there. Oh! Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because otherwise, if we didn't make it like that, there'd be none for babies.
Oh, of course they have to have it all.
Because
we drink
it all. So it's my theory anyway. I mean, I'm just making it up as I go along, really, Gav.
We'd have farms of women. We'd be milking women.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, women are angry. Yeah, don't shake your fist at me, love.
Working on a milk farm.
I've got to get a herd of them down from the field, now. Get in there, girl.
So odd. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Anyway, always got cold hands.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it, that we find sort of a cow, goat.
Yeah.
absolutely, that's acceptable milk.
Mm.
But, well, not for you, because you're vegan and everything. But you start, but...
But a dog.
Dog, right.
Yeah, right.
But milk the cat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cat, squirrel milk. Milk. No squirrel one, no one drinks milk. Squirrel milk.
No one drinks. It'd be odd.
Badger milk.
Although,
deer milk.
Yeah.
Nicely self-contained.
What?
Squirrel
badger?
Milk.
Squirrel milk.
Yeah, squirrel?
You, yeah, squirrel, because you can just pick the whole squirrel up and just drink it, rather than having to decant it.
Well, if it held its tail rigid, it's kind of like a handle, isn't
it? Yeah, right, yeah.
Like on a jug.
Well, you could sew the tail.
Sure,
to
sure.
It and actually make a...
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But also, if you kept the squirrel in the fridge... But it would keep it nice and cold, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear.
Just feed it nuts. Yeah. Give it a little box of nuts.
Exactly right. You'd have that in there, and then you'd put it... I mean, as long as you took its teeth out, it can be quite vicious.
Yeah.
And
take a nip,
but
yeah.
But presumably become quite friendly with it.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure, with a tiny milking stool, though, wouldn't it? Be really small.
No, you wouldn't. You'd hold the whole thing up.
Of course, you'd just pour and just drink from it. Yeah, yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah, like holding a pasty by the...
I like my milk straight from the squirrel.
Yeah, no, but like those...
There's another one.
Like those water bottles people jog with.
Yes,
you'd have
perfect.
A squirrel wrapped around your...
Yeah.
Sew its tail to the top of its head.
It would go straight for your jugular.
They wouldn't just go like that on the underside.
Oh, it'd be great. Even like on the Tour de France, you could have it on the bike frame just there in that little bottle holder.
That same little holder,
yeah. You just reach down for your squirrel when you've got a thirst on.
And then just chuck it in the hedge. No, actually you wouldn't. There'd be no waste. You put the squirrel back.
Exactly, yeah.
Or you throw it to the team, they give you a fresh squirrel.
Mm.
Sonja, you started this incident.
Did I?
No, Gav mentioned squirrel milk.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
It's time for your very favourite item.
Mm-hmm.
Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years.
Yeah.
This inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap. He needs a brand new one. But he can't be ours to get it done. Martin's hot tap. He needs a brand new one. But he can't be ours to get it done.
Oh, man, that was Simon G with his interpretation of the hot tap theme. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be arsed to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. Hashtag
CBA.
CBA.
Yeah.
Or hashtag MHT, Martin's hot tap. What's Stacey got to...
Stacey says, we hired a painter and decorator who, during the job, took down our stair gate. He walked off the job early and took the locking parts with him. We now use a dressing gown belt to tie a bow from the banister to the gate, thus securing it and doing the job perfectly. And almost 8 months on, it's still doing the job and keeping the stairs a safe place.
Awesome.
I love the fact it's a bow.
A bow.
I know. That's fantastic. What you got, Gav?
Kate in Fleet says, a few years ago, we got one of those boiling water taps. It stopped working, but my husband refused...
Can I just say to you, unless you're doing a hell of a lot of cooking...
I mean,
do not bother getting one of those. And also, they're quite dangerous.
Right.
So you've got kids who are just used to... Because also, they do one now that does cold water for drinking.
Right.
You get that wrong.
Oh, you're going to scorch yourself.
And also, you don't want anywhere that you're habitually going for hot just because the day comes when you... Okay, it's dangerous. It's a waste of money.
And a massive waste of energy. You don't, you don't need it to be that on demand.
Of all the things you need... in your house, boiling water at all times. Unless
crazy,
you're running a really busy, just forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
So Kate says...
Forget it.
Not only did they have one, but it stopped working. My husband refuses to pay someone to fix anything if he believes he could be able to do it himself.
Good attitude.
I bought him a stovetop kettle for his birthday last week, as I feel 6 months of boiling water in a saucepan for a cup of tea is more than enough. but I refuse to get an electric kettle as we have a boiling water tap.
Right.
Yes, right.
Oh, man.
Mm. This is from Paul in Durness. 7 years ago, we moved from southern England.
7 years ago.
Yeah, to the north of Scotland. I like it already. Do you know what I mean?
Straight away.
When we put our bed together, I realised that some of the wooden slates had been left back in Norwich.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way I was going back to get them or to buy new ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you even buy individual slates? Well, presumably you can easily get them made.
It's a piece of wood.
It's a slat. Slats, he means.
Yeah.
Instead, I used an old ironing board left by the previous owners to span the gap.
That's genius.
Yeah, because there's no way you could replace something that can be replaced, a piece of wood. That's a
finite length and predictable size.
How could you possibly just wander into a timber shop with those?
Well, that's over 7 minutes work with a handsaw.
No, well, no, but I think if you wander into a wood shop and you just literally hand it over, I think it's less than that. It's literally...
Yeah, definitely.
They're just cutting already. That's it.
You just go... drill a hole in it. That's...
They're not even drilling a hole, Gav.
Yeah, just put it there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there's no drilling of a hole. I'm talking about going into, like, Selco or going into Builder's Yard, any of them. Any lumber yard.
Easy peasy.
Yes. Less than a second's work with one of those big bench saws. If you've got any examples of DIY dodges and bodges, please send us your Martin's Hot Tap to 83936. Or imagine that they're sleeping on someone's ironing board.
It's
every
mad,
night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny@radiox.co.uk. Johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thang downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Funding from Horizon Europe's £80 billion fund is now available to UK innovators and businesses, including SMEs, from engineering to the creative industries. So if you have an idea that you want to make reality, search Horizon Europe Innovate UK and apply for the funding you need for your R&D project. For terms and conditions and to see how you or your business can qualify, visit iuk.ktn-uk.org.
Weekend plans, diary packed. But you'd rather hit the sack when you just can't get going. Barocca can help you face the lag. Formulated with 11 vitamins and minerals, including vitamins B6 and 12 to help support energy release and reduce tiredness and fatigue. Barocca, face the lag. Barocca contains vitamin C, B vitamins 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 12, and magnesium and zinc.